This is special coverage on the novel coronavirus from North State Public Radio. I'm news director Sarah Bohannon. Today, we'll get the latest local and state news, and then we're checking in with Butte and Lassen counties about the details of their reopening plans after getting the green light from California Governor Gavin Newsom to move further into stage two of his four-stage plan. As always, if you have story ideas or comments for us, you can ask us anything on our message line 433-9216 or visit our website, mynspr.org. For Wednesday, May 13th, 2020, this is special coverage from North State Public Radio. First, the news.
For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. 10 additional California counties received permission from the state to begin partial relaxation of emergency rules adopted due to the pandemic. Amador, Lassen, Nevada, Placer, Plumas, Shasta, Sierra, Tuolumne, Yuba, and Sutter counties have joined Butte and El Dorado in receiving permission to move ahead. Glenn County Wednesday afternoon said it had also received approval. The announcement by Governor Newsom comes amid pressure among some to ease restrictions more quickly. Newsom, who spoke extensively about preparations for fire season at his press conference Tuesday, also mentioned conversations with county representatives about reopening, singling out North State officials for praise.
The spirit of collaboration and cooperation with Butte County and El Dorado, with Yuba and Sutter, which got a lot of attention a few weeks ago, over the last number of days has been wonderful.
Statewide, the number of cases rose by 2% or nearly 1,450 cases to 69,382, according to figures released Tuesday by the California Department of Public Health. Officials reported another 77 deaths, with fatalities reaching 2,847 across California Tuesday. In the North State, the number of cases continues ratcheting up, reaching 135 across the 11-county region, with new cases identified in Glenn, Sutter, and Yuba counties. According to the most recent figures available, 36 cases have been identified in Sutter County, 32 in Shasta, 25 in Yuba, and 20 in Butte County. 7 have been diagnosed in Glenn County, 5 in Siskiyou, 4 in Plumas, 3 in Colusa, 2 in Trinity, and 1 in Tehama. The number of deaths in the region remains at 8. Meeting with Shasta County business leaders via a conference call Wednesday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa empathized with business owners over what he described as confusing and changing messaging and said decision makers could move faster.
Much more can be done than what is being allowed to happen with these reopenings.
LaMalfa promised to get answers about small business loans and other programs. Several business owners told LaMalfa they'd applied for aid but received no word, and that the uncertainty was worsening an already bad situation. Asked what was in a forthcoming aid package being debated on Capitol Hill, LaMalfa was critical.
It's quite a grab bag of items that are in there. There are some good items in there that will extend what we've been trying to do, but there's also things that have to do with the voting election process that have nothing to do with this. Again, basically, what should be seen as a disaster relief bill, not a stimulus bill.
Some Democrats are advocating for a national vote-by-mail system to reduce possible spread of the coronavirus. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.
This is special coverage on the novel coronavirus from North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon. By late Wednesday afternoon, 17 counties in California have been given the green light from Governor Gavin Newsom that they've met specific self-certified criteria and can now move through stage two of his four-stage plan at a faster pace. In the North State, the counties that can currently move ahead are Butte, Colusa, Glenn, Lassen, Plumas, Shasta, Tehama, and Yuba and Sutter counties. Today, we'll be checking in with two of them to learn more about their plans for reopening. We'll start with Butte County, which was the first to get its attestation approved. Wednesday morning, Beth Ruyak, Cap Radio's host of Insight, spoke with Danette York, the public health director for Butte County. Here's their conversation.
Give me some perspective on the difference it makes that your county has this approval.
It makes a big difference for our local businesses, which we are all excited to get open as quickly as possible. One major difference is that under the state order, the move that the state made on Friday last week allowed for retail operations to start opening only to provide curbside pickup, whereas with us getting the variants in place and being able to move a little quicker, it means that people can go into the shops and actually do some physical shopping as long as the business follows our mitigation efforts. I think that that's really important because a lot of really small businesses, in our, especially in our downtown areas, do not have online shopping. And so people can't just do a curbside pickup when they can't go in and look at the material.
What about restaurants? What do you think will be open this weekend, for example, for dine-in?
They will be allowed to open as of now. We were waiting on that variance to be posted, which it was posted yesterday morning, and for the state to come out with their dine-in guidance for mitigation efforts, which they came out with yesterday, that was released. And so that will be a big topic during our press conference today to make sure that our local restaurants are aware that they are allowed to have dine-in options immediately.
So, Danette, Butte County is still, I think it's fair to say, in the midst of recovery from the Camp Fire in late 2018. How do you think this factored into, first of all, the county's need to reopen, and secondly, into the states looking at the county and being willing to be aggressive about early approval?
You're absolutely correct. Butte County is still in recovery phase from the Camp Fire, which puts us in a unique situation from many other counties here in California. Businesses are still struggling, still trying to get back on their feet, especially in the burn scar area. And so for them to have to close down due to this pandemic was just one extra hit for them. Trying to get them to reopen as quickly as possible can literally mean the difference between them surviving as a business or not. As far as how the state looked at reopening sooner, as much as it definitely needed to be a consideration for economic reasons, I don't think it was specific just for economic. This is a public health threat, and they really took that seriously. Fortunately, our Butte County team were already working on a reopening plan so that we could submit it to the state for consideration when the variance process came out. And so we were poised to really get that in as quickly as possible. And we had an excellent team that moved as fast as we could to get that submitted in order to get our businesses reopened. And our epidemiological data supported our ability to move into this phase two faster. We have had no death, and we have had fewer cases than a lot of areas.
So which was the most difficult checkpoint then, Danette, to get through, or which one needed more time or collaboration?
The biggest checkpoint for us that we saw as a difficulty was having enough PPE available for our healthcare providers. PPE, as you know, has been a really rare, difficult resource to obtain during this process. And we have had a whole team of people, both from local public health and from our hospitals, working on getting those resources available. And we feel like, and our hospital CEOs were part of our planning process. So I'm comfortable in saying that as a team, we all feel like we have the PPE, personal protective equipment, I'm sorry for using an acronym, that we have what we need now and for the possible surge later. But again, it's a continuous process to make sure PPE is coming in and replenished as needed.
I think you're right. We're all getting used to PPE and PPP and all of the acronyms
right.
as we navigate.
Absolutely.
So just one more quick question. What should people in Butte County know in terms of what they can do, where they can go, in light of the fact that there is still a stay-at-home statewide order in effect?
So the most important thing is we're still protecting our most vulnerable populations. So if you fall into the high-risk categories, then you are recommended to continue to stay at home unless it's essential to go out. And for everyone, it's important to be encouraged to wear cloth face coverings when you are out. So even though shops are open and dine-in restaurants will be open if they're not starting already, we encourage people to wear those cloth face coverings every time they leave their home and are around individuals that are not part of their family unit, because they could be shedding the virus without knowing it, without having any symptoms, and that protects others in the event that the individual wearing the mask has the COVID-19 virus without their knowledge.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Danette. I know you have a big day, and everybody's in sort of a mix of excitement and scramble to make sure this goes right. So good luck with this reopening. And I think everybody welcomes more faces and more doors in a spirit of safety across Butte County.
Absolutely. We're very excited. Thank you so much for having us on your show today.
That was Danette York, Public Health Director for Butte County, speaking with Beth Ruyak, the host of Insight at CAP Radio. Butte County did hold a live press conference detailing their reopening plans on Wednesday afternoon. You can find a recording of it on their Facebook page. We'll also have a link to it on our website, as well as a link to all of the county attestations that have been approved by the state. You're listening to special coverage on the novel coronavirus from North State Public Radio. Today, we're hearing from two counties who have met the state's criteria to move further into stage two of reopening. Stay tuned. This is special coverage on the novel coronavirus from North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon. Lassen County is still the only in our listening area that has zero confirmed cases of COVID-19. The county was one of a handful to get its go-ahead to move further into stage two from the governor on Tuesday. To learn more about Lassen County's plans for reopening and tracking its county, NSPR's Mark Albert reached out to Barbara Longo, the county's director of health and social services. The first thing Mark asked was how people are responding after getting the green light to reopen.
Well, people are very excited here in Lassen County. However, turn on and turn off a business. So while people are eager to open, now they have to take steps in getting their space organized, set up for social distancing. And, you know, the business model is going to change a little bit.
I see that there's a number of steps that people have to take, including checking the temperature of their employees. And if somebody has a temperature of 100.9 or above, they're must go home. and quiz people if they've had a cough or a fever or have been around somebody with symptoms. You feel confident that people are going to follow through on that?
I know that we in Lassen County have been spending a lot of time getting our businesses ready. We've had our business readiness assessment, and so we walked them through the steps on how they could open their doors and provide services, modified, of course, in a safe manner and providing guidance. We have guidance on our website. We've ask them, you know, questions. They have signage. And so right now we're actually reviewing again all our notes from those business readiness survey assessments and making calls to every single business, making sure that what they said they can do, they can comply to that. If there's any problems, we're offering technical assistance to, like, you know, to make sure that if one of the responses was maybe not quite clear, then we're following up and asking questions.
I saw on Lassen's reopening plan, there's a whole list of precautions and protocols that barbershops and nail salons are required to take, including requesting appointments by phone, preference for no indoor waiting areas. But I also noticed that on the state of California, the California Department of Public Health has said that tattoo parlors, nail salons, barbers, gyms are all prohibited under stage two. Am I getting something wrong?
You're not getting it wrong. You're right. So we have our plan, our roadmap for opening. However, right now we're only in stage two, and we're in stage two with a variance. So they are not allowed to operate in Lassen County at this time. And we've made that clear. We have we're calling all our businesses, and those that do not qualify for the stage two variance, they're not allowed to provide those types of services. So you're correct. Salons, barbers, gyms, they're not, the bars, they're not able to open at this time.
I see. So that will be in stage three.
That will be stage three. And we, and like you've mentioned, and that's not allowed right now. But we're hoping that once we open, and if we can still stay, hopefully at zero cases, confirmed cases, or even if we have a small surge, but if we can keep this in check, hopefully the state will reconsider. And when it's safe, though, we don't want to jump the gun here either. We want to make sure that we can open, we can have modified dine-in services, and then monitor everything very closely. And once we have our data and we can submit that to the state, and when they're ready to allow the stage three opening, we'll certainly hopefully be, we're not going to open until we're prepared to manage that as well.
Barbara, I can't say that I envy you. It must be very difficult to try to explain to people who are, you know, in difficult financial situations, have had their businesses closed and yet have all sorts of expenses to remain shut or to modify their business when there's no cases in Lassen County. There's also a lot of a strain, to call it, information on social media and a drumbeat demanding an end to restrictions. Are you hearing any of that from business people?
We're calling all the businesses, and I'm actually calling businesses myself. And so I could just share some of the things that I've heard. And right before this call, I was talking to a gentleman who owns a restaurant, and he was lamenting that, you know, this is definitely hurting his business. His economic state is very difficult right now. He said that it's even hard, even if he were to open, he can't open today or tomorrow or even next week, because all his employees that he had before are now receiving unemployment benefits and a $600 a week stimulus dollar amount. And so he said, I can't even afford, they're making more staying at home. And so we had a really detailed and in-depth conversation about that. It's now the small businesses are getting hit with that scenario. And then there's still the difficulty in childcare, even though in childcare can be opened in a modified arena here, there's no slots. People cannot find childcare. And so that's also a difficulty that they're facing. But he cannot pay his former employees what they're getting paid right now to stay home.
Well, and that certainly would be the case in, you know, for wait staff who rely a lot on tips. If people are afraid to go out and they're not going to businesses, even if they are open, or if they're open but they can only have a fourth of the number of tables, it's going to be tough to get anywhere close to what one was earning before.
And then, too, some of the employees are feeling like, this is what he shared with me, that some of them might have concerns about the people that are coming in for services. Are they asymptomatic, and are they at an increased risk for catching the virus should it come through Lassen County?
Every day we're putting out releases saying there's no cases. How confident are you that there actually are no cases?
Well, what we're doing is preparing for some surveillance testing, and we'll be starting that next week. I believe Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and in our major city, Susanville, and then we'll be going to the outlying communities. We're going to do mass testing. So we've secured approximately 16,000 to 20,000 tests from the state, and we are going to be doing testing just like we do a flu clinic, a drive-through flu clinic, where people can drive through and get swabbed, and then they'll get results within a couple days. So that's really going to tell us a lot about Lassen County and what we may or may not have here. Because, you know, if a lot of us are running around with asymptomatic in an asymptomatic state, we'll find that out.
According to the California Department of Public Health, you're required to have a minimum testing capacity of 1.5 tests per 1,000 residents. It works out to something about 52.5 tests per day.
Well, for Lassen County, because we have almost a third of our population, they're incarcerated, and the prisons are taking care of the testing in their facilities, that brings us down to more like 18,000 to 20,000 people. So in theoretically, with the mass testing of next week, we'll be able to test pretty much everybody in our county that is non-incarcerated. But we do have the capacity right now to test individuals, and so our number would be about 27 people per day.
There are several large prisons in Lassen County, to your knowledge, at this point. There have no cases.
That is correct. We communicate with the prisons regularly, and they keep us apprised of the testing and testing results, which, you know, are coming back negative. And for clarification, we have two state prisons and one federal prison.
And they're, with them being among the larger employers, one would imagine that if it is very transmissible, that you could see a spike in cases.
That's absolutely correct. And that's why for the last 2 months, we have been working very closely with them and testing people. We are testing asymptomatic individuals as well. And so far, we've had no positive cases. I really can't, you know, we don't really understand that so much as to why it's a good thing. But you're absolutely correct. If they get an outbreak there, then that may have an impact on Lassen County. But again, they're taking precautionary measures as well. They're checking temperatures. They are having, if inmates are transported into one of those facilities, they're tested automatically and quarantined for 14 days, even if they don't present with symptoms. So, you know, we've been working with them. We have a liaison from each of those facilities, and they were communicating regularly, and I think that's helped us tremendously. Also, our health officer has been very clear that he wants those correctional facilities to minimize the transporting of inmates into Lassen County, i.e. one of those facilities. Now, they're operated through the state and federal authority, but our health officer expressed his desires and concerns about that, and they've responded, you know, positively, at least in terms of communicating with us. I mean, sometimes they have to transport inmates, but they've done it to make sure that they've minimized the risk of transmitting the virus.
How many people do you have ready to do contact tracing?
Right now, we have 6 people that are trained, and some of them are going through training. And so we'll have a total of 8 people that are trained and ready to go.
as businesses reopen and people are beginning to shop again and work again, and will there be, you know, there are a lot of requirements in terms of masks and some places face shields. Who's going to be making sure that people are actually following those recommendations, if anyone?
Face coverings, that is something where people can make the decision, and businesses, depending on what business they have, they would be wearing face coverings or masks. But we have guidance on that. And so what we're not requiring in Lassen County face coverings at this time. I know Plumas County is requiring face masks, but we are not. And so if they can social distance, our health officer said if you can social distance and keep 6 feet between each other, that, you know, he's not mandating face masks.
Will anybody check to make sure that that's actually happening? Let's say I own a restaurant and I decide, hey, you know, I can't open this place without, you know, 15 tables and people are going to be 3 feet away from each other.
They need to be 6 feet from each other.
Is anyone going to check?
Well, for restaurants, we do have our environmental health folks that do go out to the restaurants and inspect them. And if we're still in this order phase, absolutely, they would be checking on that.
But aren't those like annual inspections?
No, we do them quarterly. We also have our what we're calling a recovery team. This is a group that's trying to help staffed up so they can help Lassen County open safely. And that's why we're reaching out to all the businesses and making sure that that's what they're doing. So in terms of an enforcement arm, we don't have anybody that's going to be going out and just looking for problems. What we're going to be doing is just as we go out into the businesses and our recovery team, we'll be providing on-site guidance as we see things might not be happening. But that's kind of how we're going to be monitoring it.
All right. Barbara Longo, I want to thank you so much for all your time today. And I'm wondering if I'm out of questions, and I'm wondering if there's anything you wanted to add or any good questions I should have asked and haven't.
What I would like to just say is that for the businesses that want to open up, we're here to help them to be successful. We are looking forward to opening up Lassen County in a very safe and thoughtful way, and just hoping that everybody can stay safe and be patient as we get through this most difficult time.
That was Barbara Longo, Lassen County's Health and Social Services Director, speaking with NSPR's Mark Albert. And that is your program. If you have any thoughts for us, leave them on our message line 433-9216 or go to our website, mynspr.org. Today's special coverage was produced by Mark Albert, Ken Duvall, Christian Solis, Andre Bayek, and Phil Wilkie. Our technical producer is Matt Fidler. Thank you for being with us. I'm Sarah Bohannon, News Director at North State Public Radio, and this is Special Coverage. Tune in each weekday evening at 6:30, or catch the rebroadcast the following morning at 8:30. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, and take care.